Israel has sent tanks and troops into Gaza in what's being called a major offensive against Hamas militants. Yesterday, at least 30 Palestinians were killed in Gaza, one of the bloodiest days the occupied territory has had in 4 years of conflict. Three Israelis were also killed. Israeli officials say the goal is to stop Palestinian rocket fire on southern Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins me now from Jerusalem. Tell us more about this new offensive.
Well, it started on Wednesday evening after two Israeli children were killed by Qassam rocket fire from the northern Gaza Strip into southern Israel. And yesterday, Israeli troops went into the Jabalia refugee camp. The camp has about 100,000 people. It's considered one of the sort of centers for Hamas. And until now, Israel has avoided the camp because they thought it would cause a lot of losses to Israeli soldiers. Today, large numbers of troops backed by about 100 tanks and some helicopters, according to Palestinian security officials, went into northern Gaza, preparing for what appears to be a fairly long stay. Israel says the goal of the operation is to stop the Qassam rocket fire on southern Israel.
Well, is that the only way for Israel to stop these rocket attacks?
Security officials admit that they can't stop them completely. Palestinians have been firing Qassam rockets both at Jewish settlements in Gaza and at southern Israel for years. What's happened is that in the last few months they've improved the rockets and they now have a longer range of about 6 miles. And in the past few months, three Israeli children were killed by Qassam rockets. So they say that the idea is to create sort of a buffer zone in the northern Gaza Strip to push back the Palestinian Hamas militants so that they can't get within 6 miles of southern Israel.
Linda, is there a connection between this particular operation and plans by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to pull Israeli troops and settlers out of Gaza by the middle of next year?
Israeli officials say that there's no connection. They say they are simply responding to the Qassam rocket fire, that Israel cannot live with a situation in which children are getting killed. However, most Israeli analysts say that Prime Minister Sharon is trying to hit hard at the Hamas infrastructure, that Israel is concerned that after Israeli troops dismantle all of the Jewish settlements in Gaza and troops pull out of almost the entire Gaza Strip, that Hamas will take over there. Prime Minister Sharon is also trying to respond to his critics who say that he is rewarding terrorism, that by Israel withdrawing from Gaza, he is giving the Palestinians a prize for terrorism, so that both for political reasons and for long-term military reasons, Sharon is interested in trying to hit hard at Hamas now.
And what is the next step in that unilateral pullback from Gaza?
Well, it will be brought before the Israeli parliament at the beginning of next month for a vote. It's called the unilateral pullback, unilateral disengagement. Despite the very vociferous criticism from Jewish settlers and from the right in Israel, it has wide support in the Israeli public. Polls show between 60% and 70% support in the public, and that support will probably be reflected in the Knesset as well. Some families are expected to begin leaving in the next few months. Israel has just passed a compensation law to allow the settlers to receive compensation for their homes. Sharon says that he wants all 8,000 Jewish settlers out of Gaza by May 2005. The settlers say that they are planning a large-scale campaign against the pullback, and some are even warning of possible violence between Israeli soldiers who come to dismantle the settlements and evacuate the settlers.
Thanks very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.